Hi friends, let's start with chapter 12, use of technologies in logistics, overall under the subject of distribution management. So let's set the learning objective for us. What we are going to understand is the entire technological aspect used in the logistics function. So understand the classification of various technologies, understand each classification wise what is available to the logistics manager, understand various components thereof. And at the end, let's see what are the disruptive technologies on the anvil that is going to change the face of logistics handling in future, which includes also the distribution management. So, use of technologies in logistics, one need to really understand nature of technologies, trends that have come in front. So, there are three classifications that is essentially being talked about: automatic identification technology, communication based technology and information technology. We will take each one of them and under that what kind of technological support is available, that we will try to study. Under the automatic identification technology, what is that? First, let's understand what is automatic identification technology. It's a technology which facilitates direct entry of data or an information in the computer or a computerized system or a device without operating any keyboard. So here it's an automatic system where data what is read is fed into the computer without any support of the keyboard. So there is no manual intervention that is taking place. So the example here is the barcodes and barcoding and radio frequency identification, RFID as they say. So let's understand the first barcode and barcoding overall under the auto identification technology frontier. In manual warehousing management, whenever the inventory management used to happen, probability of error used to be high because it was a manual intervention. Manufacturer, the person used to go there and pick up the goods. It used to come at the picking center or the packaging center. The guy packs it up. What he has written as an outflow, whether he or she has written same number or same item as an outflow or not. And then somebody is calculating the things, etc. So there was a human chain which was managing the number. As a result, a lot of errors, the chances of errors were there. Barcode has revolutionized this entire this thing. They have removed this human intervention, therefore the chances of human error from the data management. So barcode, if you know, like the various small bars are created, they are pasted on a label and label is on the package or a product. It contains lot of information beyond our imagination, and barcode scanner can read them also very fast. And moment of light, this thing, it can read the all information and transmit this information into your server or a place where it has to be stored. So barcoding enables tracking of the movement that is taking place within the logistics area. So using this as a technology, what has happened is barcodes are used for raw material handling. So raw material handling at a receiving end, proper barcode scanning, raw material when it goes out for the production, proper barcode scanning. So in is shown match with the output, so the zero this thing is created. So all this thing is happening so fast and promptly that there is no human intervention and there is no error. Scanners are also of manual type or automated type. So manual type means yes, you have to point a scanner towards the barcode and then press, so the light beam is thrown and barcode is read. Automatic is like the goods keep moving and barcode scanner automatically reads various barcodes that come in front of it. It doesn't require human intervention. It needs the making of a label. You need a barcode scanner and therefore the barcode generator. So that's the need that you have. So advantage of barcode scanners are like identification of inventory items. So barcode scanning and scanner put collectively identifies each and our item uniquely. Same clutch or same bearings, but as the different barcode given to it, it takes it as a different units. That's the advantage of barcode. Paperwork and processing time totally reduce. There is no paperwork involved and therefore the minimal of processing time. Here it is data is auto generated, auto fed into the place it was supposed to be auto fed. So as a result, further processing becomes again a routine program driven, reduces human error because there is no human error. So point of making mistake is altogether removed. So that aspect is taken care of, increases the logistics systems productivity. As a result, the time taken for goods movement, accounting for it, etc., has drastically reduced, and with that, the productivity of the inventory management system has drastically gone up. Barcodes can come handy in the procurement operation, actual processing, production operations, and distribution operations. You need to really visualize how that could be in the production operations, various moving parts or various progress parts, progressive stage of barcoding will give an idea as to what is the work in process inventory level, which parts are getting consumed, etc. In the processing or the production level, also that is what is been done. And I have just spoken is about the production level. Procurement operation, it is like when the goods come in, you barcode them so that your receiving is improvised. When you give these goods for the production, your inventory level reduction takes place automatically when it moves out of the output gate. So that's how it contributes. Distribution operation from warehouse to store, distribution center to the distributor to retailer, the same barcode, and that barcode moving also from their scanner at different levels will update the inventory positions automatically. So that's the impact of barcode technology. RFID is another technology which is revolutionizing the world, including the logistics and distribution world. It's an automatic identification and data capture technology, therefore the name RFID. RFID system allows for the non-contact reading. It uses, while in the barcode, you still need a reading. You need a barcode scanner to read. In RFID, even that scanning or the reading need is removed. Here, RFID based chip relays the required information using the wireless technology. The data gets communicated to the next next station or the location. So the tagged objective data gets updated, and the reader on the other hand reads the real time information. So if the goods are moved out of the finished goods, go down to the distribution hub, you are shown the distribution hub is received these goods. And from distribution hub, if it is moving to the final dispatch hub, it is shown there accordingly. From final hub, when it moves out for the actual customer delivery, the data automatically gets updated accordingly. So that's a beauty here. Not even the scanning is needed. Reader is not needed. Use an electronic product code. This thing is done. So as they say, EPC is the technology term that is used in the chip that has been used as an RFID identifier. So there's a chip that uses the RFID identifier. So that's the benefit of RFID, as we say. Retrieved EPC from the tag. So EPC is removed from the tag. It can be associated with dynamic data such as origin of the item, date of production, and various other items are there in the barcode. All this is captured, and also rather the RFID, I'm so sorry. All this is captured without being or reading, through a wireless technology, the data gets captured. Advantages are many. It can be used on any movable, non-movable logistics assets. So any movable, non-movable logistics assets, like I got to know about this RFID technology when I participated in the Tata Marathon run, Standard Chartered Marathon run. The origin is definitely credited to Standard Chartered, and in that I as a runner was given RFID chip. So RFID chip I was supposed to put into my shoes and you run. My location was tracked by their central control room. So if I have stopped somewhere, if I have run faster, etc., they still had that data record with them. Because my chip was relaying signals that was captured by wireless receiver, and that was fed to the location where it was relaying the signal, etc. Useful for logistics and reverse logistics, both. This chip is an active chip, and wherever it goes, the signals are relayed and you get that receiving signal. So you can use it for both logistics, reverse logistics purpose, etc. No manual process or manual intervention is needed. Handling of goods therefore becomes much faster, and automation is possible in that case. So impact of RFID on the logistics and the distribution function. Indian exporters globally are now able to provide better visibility of their goods movement. Therefore, their preference among the world retailer, worldwide importer is growing. And so that is because Indian exporters are also able to help them to improvise their supply chain management need, better manage the inventory levels, and it helps you to really manage your inventory level far more better manner, improve the complex tracking and distribution operation. Indian Postal Services uses the RFID technology to improve the distribution and tracking systems, improve the tracking and logistics and planning operations of large firms. So large logistics firms have lot of trucks, lot of goods moving every day. Look at the scenario for multimodal transportation. Now, if some logistics company has taken this project, he needs to know where the goods is, like, and then multimodal uses different modes of transport. So various stages of this thing is visible if they use RFID technology. Automatic toll collections without stopping the vehicle. So now you all probably know that 1st December onwards, the FASTag toll system is mandatory, else you will be charged double the rate of existing toll. So FASTag, this thing is nothing but an RFID technology. You have a tag put in your vehicle front, this thing. Whenever it passes through the toll gate, the signal that has been relayed is captured by the wireless receiver and the data is transmitted accordingly. You get an SMS update how much you paid at this particular toll, and your balance is deducted accordingly. And when you reach minimum level of amount, again you get a trigger back that you have reached the minimum amount, kindly repay and update your fund into FASTag. So that's an RFID again technology. So you look at across the India, and now the movement through the toll plaza is going to be much faster because that human intervention is reduced now. You give cash, he gives you the receipt, printed receipt, gives you the balance back. That entire time lag is removed. You can move at a specific speed. Of course, they will probably put a speed limit so that the wireless receivers are able to read that. But that's fine. It will make the entire thing move faster. So that's the impact of RFID. Now we come to the next nature of technology. Earlier we studied the automated this thing, now is a communication technology based solutions for the logistics and distribution. Communication based technology is essentially for communication, that's the first thing that you need to know. It replaces the oral and written communication. So there is no need for you to write or communicate in your own way. So that is removed totally. This is needed when it enables the superior customer service and speed and the accuracy of information provided. If I have to communicate to customer that his order number so and so, dated so and so, is out for dispatch, if I make a mistake in the number, the consumer will get confused. Instead, something which is automated already, if there is a system which takes care of communication also to the consumer or the other stakeholders, then that's a miracle, right? So this communication technology focuses essentially on communicating the facts to the stakeholders. So that's the enabler of superior customer service with accuracy and speed. So tech-based solutions in communications are plenty vis-a-vis what we saw in earlier automated this thing. Electronic data interchange, very small aperture terminals, geographical positioning systems, geographical information systems, web-based tracking, automated guided vehicle systems, information directed systems, and swipe cards. We will study them each very briefly though. More details are available in the book that you have with you. EDI, electronic data interchange. Now here you see that entire data this thing exchange has become fully computerized, fully interlinked, communicate with each other through a server and intermediate stationary server levels. So your partner internal systems, you have your internal systems wherein you have your internal system working, and when you create an order, this thing is generated, order generated, this thing is conveyed to the customer, customer is able to track back the order status, etc. So this is what entire process is automated. So you don't have to write further to your this node dated so and so vagera, no. This is done by the computer. So you have one end your internal system which generates EDI. So electronic data interchange document is generated, it is sent to your partner. Partner validates and sends you back. So that to and fro is done through an encryption, etc. So it is secured way of communication. this is useful in certain ways in terms of order generation, in terms of invoice management, in terms of goods movement, exchange of information, etc. VSAT is another technology wherein satellite receivers are used for transporting the information or communicating the information, where you are at one end, they have a subscribed to VSAT this thing. You have created your VSAT network. Your customer is part of it. When entire this data exchange which happens with your internal server, at a right point it is transmitted to the satellite, and that's through satellite receiver, even though your customer gets the secured document in a secured manner with no other intervention or hijacking is possible in this way, because this is always an encryption and password, this thing, maybe at the customer end the password needs to be put in, password is conveyed separately. So these are various secured ways that communication takes place. GPS and GSI and web-based tracking. So what is GPS, web-based GSI tracking is nothing but GSI is a multi-layered information, and you have multi-layered information of, this is a multi-layered information example of the Earth. So there are various levels that you have. So same is possible if your business needs it. Generally, GSI is not much used for the logistics or that, but it is for the mineral searching, or it is for other industry, maybe of useful. Overall, this technology enables plotting of your asset on the map shown to you on your receiver. So your receiver is able to show you where your vehicle is on the map. So you come to know, you also see the dynamic live status of the movement of the vehicle, or it has stopped at some place, etc. Data also suggests to you various time-based movement, the speed at which it has gone, or it has made some unscheduled stop somewhere. So all this data then come back to you for your analysis purpose. Yeah. So that's a communication-based this thing. I have tried giving you one example out here. So this is how, see, various things are tracked for this particular entry. Yeah, so this time live tracking, when studied, yeah, it gives you the idea of what has happened, what time, in a right manner or not so, etc. So that's the power of this automated guided vehicle system. This is a picture of Amazon warehouse. Now you see that there is a robotic goods transporting device. Electrified roads are there. This, as I told you, that labeling system has a very advanced automated labeling system. Goods which are indented, order received is fed into this. This is the vehicle which will go to the right bay, right rack, right, pick up a goods from the right bin, put it onto it and bring it to the final packaging assembly line. So, and then exchange the information again electronically. So that there is no exchange of paper or anything, like the receiving line knows what is come for which product, Mr. Hathi's product related material has come. So then they know that they have to pack the Mr. Hathi's goods and dispatch it, wagera. So that's what automated guided vehicle, they are changing the way large, very, very large warehouses are nowadays being handled by Walmarts or Amazons of the world. Other communication systems are information directed system and swipe card. So these are two things which we need to really understand, information directed system and swipe card. Both are essentially, as information directed system is, you create information pool, you create your responding response end, receivers, etc. What information needs to go to whom, at what authority level, etc. are determined, and only then the, through an access based approach, the information is shared with the relevant party. Swipe cards is more a rudimentary way, but it is changing the way the fleet operators are utilizing it. So those fleet operators who do not afford to have vehicle tracking systems and those kind of a thing uses the swipe card. There is, as I understand, there are chains, there are some entrepreneurs have installed the swipe card networks across the grid in India at petrol pumps or at various points. These fleet owners, when they become member to that, they get the swipe card given to the transporter, that is the driver, etc. And they are told that every time when they reach here or this point, they need to swipe that. When driver swipes that, entire time log and various aspects, location log, etc. gets generated and system gets the feeding. This when tracked with the other backend programs, you are able to know that efficiency of the driver, their running speed, unscheduled stop if you would have taken, etc. So that's here, okay, unscheduled stop probably is not determined, but time taken when increases beyond an average, then you can question the driver, okay, why at this stretch so much is taken. This is changing the way the logistics fleet management is going to happen. It ensures that the truck literally moves on non-stop. Therefore, the turnaround of the truck is faster. When it reaches the destination, entire system gets updated. You come to know your empty truck is available. You can put it into a business. So you can pick up an order from the destination to move the goods at some other place. So all those efforts and this investment is changing the way. The technology is changing the way logistics is going to get handled. Impact of communication-based technology solutions in the logistics and distribution. Rapid transfer of data across long distance improves the monitoring and control. This is literally a real time. You cross a milestone number so-and-so on Haridwar Delhi highway, your office in Mumbai will see that as a same thing. You know, milestone so-and-so crossed at Haridwar this thing highway. So that's the beauty. The speed at which milli-microseconds the data gets exchanged makes the entire monitoring and control fantastic, and less human intervention. You don't need any human intervention. Even any fiddling and all can be really then can be derived. You can make out that can work 24/7, 375 days and 365 days. You don't need any other power and network available. This thing will ensure that this thing keeps working like a robot. So authenticated data transfer happens. There's no human intervention. Therefore, no typo errors or anything that is possible. That leads to a greater customer satisfaction, and you achieve that distinction of a being good customer satisfaction provider guy. So that's the power. IT based system solutions, so we have seen automated, we have seen communication based, then there is an IT based system solutions. IT based system solutions are basically a network driven solutions. Enterprise resource planning we have already studied, so I am not going to repeat, and distribution requirement planning also we have studied. So these two systems are the IT based network integrated. It could be cloud or it could be your network, but it's an IT based solutions. Disruptive technology trends. So we are now at a stage where we need to understand what is going to create a disruptive trend in the distribution management in future. Logistics is going to change. The face of entire supply chain management is going to change. If this technology, which has already come in, but their penetration is going to change the way things are going to be looked upon. So some of the disruptive technology that is going to change the face of logistics and distribution is robotics and automation. So what is robotics and automation? The entire earlier the carts that has been used is replaced by robots. Pickers are replaced by robots. So Amazons and Walmarts use this robotics to a great extent. Not only they move fast, they are able to pick up things much faster, and they are able to bring that goods to the finishing spot very fast. So filling rates and all that get improved. Mobile app is a very intuitive tool, which can help you create a solution to any of the remote need that you have. Something that everyone is carrying now, something somebody wants to order on to you, somebody wants to know the status of bills receivable and payment, etc. So all these aspects are possible. Somebody wants to arrange alternative ways of ordering on to you, etc. So all those things is possible because mobile app based link with the ERP will enable him to change the data on the go. So this kind of a thing is going to really make things disruptive in nature. People will be constantly be able to apply the knowledge that they have to get the maximum out of service that you provide. Transportation management system, again, very effective change which is coming in. Entire integrated transport management system creates a kind of a wave of service wherein right from your requisition that you raise till you get the alternative modes of transport, till you book the transport, and then your entire the documentation to tracking and all this thing is available into one platform, what they call transportation management system. Artificial intelligence is a very powerful term. It's like I can say that I am not qualified. At the same time, I am going to tell you in briefly what is artificial intelligence. And it is like data fed into the computer is self-analyzed by the computer, and that self-analyzed creates a decision-making power. He is able to choose from the options and then move forward and create a right, decision-based another algorithm or decision-based activity that has been triggered. That's what I say look at as artificial intelligence. The applications that I know today may not be said directly from the logistics or distribution management industry, but say for example all this healthcare industry, how your claims are processed. As I understand, many have installed artificial intelligence to their command. It's a processing wherein you are interacting with the computer directly, who demands various inputs from you. These inputs, when furnished, the verifications and all are completed automatically by the computer itself on the other end. Based on which then they evaluate whether your claim is valid, not valid, or there are any doubts, etc. And accordingly, the decision is arrived whether your claim is accepted or not accepted. If it is accepted, the amount is decided, and then accordingly the amount even gets transferred to you. So that's how healthcare industry is using artificial intelligence to create an entire bone of back-end service to the customer. So the time taken by the human intervention, your sending of medical bills and this thing, etc., is replaced by the data over the internet. And then on the other hand, there is somebody which is artificial intelligence is working to help computer analyze various things that is fitted to it. From there derive a conclusive this thing, and accordingly it interacts with you and interacts with the system. If your claim is found to be suitable, then it is even processed, it has decided the amount to be transferred to you, and amount is even transferred over NEFT or whatever. So that's what artificial intelligence that I have understood as. Blockchain technology is a big concept. It's supposed to be an integration of various computer systems across the circle. When I say circle, could be the world, could be the hubs, could be the city, etc. And in that, each server or each computer acts as an independent authority. The data which is generated by them cannot be replaced or corrected by others. So there is authentication. This data is goes into the archives. Archives again analyzes the data in its own way and creates its own intelligence as such. And this is, as we say, is going to change, like multiple integration of computer based technology and analysis and power of analytics is going to change the way distribution management and logistics is going to work in future. They will be able to gather a lot about utilization, lot about inefficiency, lot about what is done efficiently, collaborate better, etc. So as I told you, with vendors and with suppliers and with the manufacturing, so today maybe the IT is able to just help them to network at a vendor level. Probably blockchain will help them not only to network through a vendor, but even a manufacturing of a vendor, so that various authenticated information based decisions are taken, and accordingly the supply, inventory replenishment and all is going to happen. So that's how it is visualized as a very disruptive technology on the anvil for the distribution and logistics management. So this five distributive technology trends are going to change the face of entire supply chain management, distribution logistics, and in that entire logistics management is going to change. So friends, we have studied the very important topic here, which is technology in logistics management. And I'm sure like you all are also consciously looking at in day to day how various apps and tools are changing the way your interaction with the manufacturer is. And the same is the case with logistics, where the customer, distributor, transporter, manufacturer interaction takes place. Technology is changing the way that is going to happen. Thank you.